You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Happy Sunday. Thanks for tuning in. We have a couple really great guests. My first guest is returning to give us some amazing updates, Shane Hyman. Shane, how's it going?
It is going absolutely fantastic. How are you doing, Monique?
I'm doing good, and I'm glad to hear it's going well. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself for people who may not know who you are, and give them your brand's, you know, give us your info.
Excellent. Well, my name is Shane Hyman, and I am from Next Level Global Solutions, Inc. I'm the CEO, president, and founder, and it's always a pleasure to catch up with my friend and partner, Monique, here on The Startup, LA Talk Radio.
Yes, yes. Thank you for coming in again on a Sunday, and I always can trust that like you're going to be here, so that's why I always put you at the top of the show. So thank you for returning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. It's always good to keep the dialogue going. It's always good to keep building on the vision and taking the steps, step by step, to execute it, you know, to bring it to reality. So, you know, that's the one thing about me is I always have these big, audacious goals. Yeah. But, you know, I want to be able to chart the pathway to actually realizing them.
Yeah, that's important to do. You can dream them, but you have to execute. And why don't you catch everybody up on Next Level and all the exciting updates. There's a lot of exciting updates.
Okay, perfect. Well, the biggest update, again, is found on our website, nextlevelglobalsolutions.com. Okay, I'm happy to announce that we've now added our web and mobile app. Okay, nice. Right now we're still under development and we are in the beta phase, but it's open and it's ready to go. And, you know, whenever you visit the website, you can clearly see that we're engaging in four different ways. We're willing to talk to accredited investors who want to be an angel investor and help us at this early stage. We're willing to talk to potential sweat equity investors. These are members of the community who don't have to use money out of their pocket to purchase equity. Okay, they get to go through training and development that's going to help them anyway and earn some equity with us. We're also engaging with potential partnership companies and collaborators, other people who are delivering value to the market and want to make a difference and how we can do that together, right? And last but not least, advisory board members. Currently at this state, we're welcoming folks who have experience, who are in alignment with the goals and objectives that we have to be able to come on and participate on our advisory board, okay? And some folks may go from the advisory board to actually inking a partnership contract as well, you know? Wow. But I felt that if we're going to come together and brainstorm, it needs to be documented and it needs to be well compensated. You know, folks need to have a stake in the planning and the executing of big audacious goals. And we have a system that turns our stakeholders into shareholders.
Wow. I mean, it's almost like I'm seeing just history being made right in front of my eyes with this. Your brand is so smart and you didn't get discouraged. I know that there was a lot of stuff going on with crypto and coins, and you kind of just smoothly transitioned this brand. What advice for startup owners do you have to be able to do something like this in their brand if they need to?
In terms of pivoting and shifting?
Yeah, but you did it seamlessly.
You know, and what's foresight, I think, is the biggest component of being able to do that. If you can recognize potential hurdles or roadblocks and you can best prepare for them, then that gives you the power of pivoting, you know, of making a change that is understandable, that makes sense, that does not dilute your value and what you're offering, that does not contradict you in any way. You know, all those things matter, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, Monique, we talked about the cryptocurrency. We talked about blockchain, but from the beginning, we always referenced our model as a hybrid model that included both centralized and decentralized applications. And we also made it clear that we didn't want folks to be chasing pipe dreams on the blockchain. trying to get rich quick overnight and just, no, but you still need to learn it. Okay. You don't want to be left behind and become a digital refugee as the whole world changes the operating systems that they're functioning on, that, you know, finance and everything else is starting to get built on. But again, you know, everybody wants something for nothing. It's something that's a mindset I feel is plaguing the world, and it's perpetuating oppression. Okay. And that's for folks want something for nothing. But in our system, we tell you, you can get something. Okay. But you can't do nothing. You have to put some work in, but the work is worth it because you got equity. You're on a pathway to create financial stability, which leads to financial freedom, which also leads to wealth generationally.
Yeah. And that is something for nothing. I agree. And having that way, though, that sweat equity option is just so smart. And I think it really just takes every wall of hindrance down. Like, why wouldn't you be doing this now? So, you know, you've created a way where, like, you're like, you speak on generational wealth all the time, that a lot of people don't see a way, you know? So speak on that. Like, what inspired you? I mean, what gave you that idea to do it that way?
Well, you know, I traveled around the world in business. I was working for three separate companies. One was out of Asia. The other two were out of Europe. And, you know, some of the companies, the way that they wanted to operate were not compliant based on U.S. regulations and Securities Exchange Commission laws. So I was very intrigued at learning the law, learning how to be on the right side of the law and to deliver solutions to people through that. And as I learned the law, then I learned how we could use sweat equity, how we could provide opportunity for people moving forward.
Wonderful. All right. So we're now at the end of the first quarter. So what are your goals for the next quarter for Next Level? What do you have in the on the books?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're in a three-phase launch sequence, and we're still in our first phase. The first phase allows us to engage with angel investors through Regulation B. So we're at the stage now where we're preparing to do a Series B round of funding, okay? And that is going to push us forward with all of our plans and goals to onboard more sweat equity workers, allow them to earn the equity, give them an opportunity to sell some of it back to us so they can put money in their pocket. And as we raise capital, as we get angel investors in, it helps us to start that process. So as we finalize this first quarter here in 2023, during the second quarter, you know, we're going to be making a real push on our outreach for the angel investors.
Nice. Okay. So right now, let's get your info out there for any angels that would want to come aboard or anyone that wants to join the team and begin with Next Level. Where can people find you? Where can they sign up, Shane?
Perfect. Go to the website, nextlevelglobalsolutions.com. At nextlevelglobalsolutions.com, you can learn all about us. You can also create a free account in our portal, sign a mutual non-disclosure agreement, and see and hear some of our unique strategies, strategies that are going to help guarantee a massive return on investment for the angels that come in and help us. You know, they can make money and they can help us make a difference by lifting up the underserved community, folks who are oftentimes overlooked and are dramatically disconnected from resources, disconnected from the knowledge and the know-how of how to navigate, you know, in the world and in the economy.
Yeah, that's right. I think you're doing such good work, and it's lining up with, you know, the things that are changing in the world, hopefully for the better. But real quick, you heard about Silicon Valley, the bank there that collapsed, and I think it was Signature Bank as well. What are your thoughts on that? I know that they really supported a lot of startups. I know that in the Silicon Valley area. But what are your thoughts on how people might be feeling after seeing that?
You know, I think anytime something like that happens, it's very dramatic, you know, and it can incite fear. It incites caution. And, you know, and that's okay. That's natural. But what I recommend is for people to have caution, but not to be too fearful. Don't be stunned into shock where you're not taking any movement. we still need to move, but we need to learn and let our movements be based off of knowledge and know-how. You know, anything can crash if there's a run on the market or a run on the bank. I mean, our governments fight really hard to help control narratives in the public and in the media to prevent these things from happening.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, if there's these other different micro scenarios where they happen with different companies, it happens, you know, so we, as a company, we know that, you know, we just talked about that a moment ago in terms of foresight. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, we will always have as much foresight as possible to prepare against these things. And that's part of what we do in our ecosystem. We're building loyalty, retention. There's a lot of different stop losses built into the model to help prevent from experiencing these type of things, like a run on the bank and a crash of the market, you know?
Right. And not being afraid to ask the questions, I think, is really helpful. Just getting started, you know, on down this path, just ask. If you don't know, just ask. You know, you might learn something surprising. Try something new. So, yeah, I'm excited for you. And I think the next time you're here, we're going to sign me up, right? We're going to do it live, or what do you think?
That'd be great. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's really a quick process. You know, it's a full web and mobile application. People create their account. They e-sign an agreement. They have access to the material. They can watch videos of yours truly explaining the full system and how everything works. And if they're ready to move forward, when they're ready to move forward, they have an opportunity to submit a request for proposal through our system. Regardless, you know, what level of interest you are, if you're an angel investor, a potential partner, advisory board member, whatever it is, you can submit a request for proposal and we'll send you a proposal. When you review that proposal, if you decide to sign it, then that will trigger an automation for us to generate the documents. Now you can sign our contracts. We can transfer equity based on that signed contract using our registered transfer agent and continue our process. So that's a big part of our technology, is managing that entire operation.
I'm so happy for you, Shane. You've really, man, you've been doing it in the last, like, I don't know, 6 months, 9 months. You just had a head down, and this has to feel good to just launch this and finally get this going.
It really does. It really does. I mean, and I'm glad that you could see it. You could bear witness to the process. You know, nothing that you want to accomplish happens exactly the way that you expect it to. But, you know, when you have grit, when you have determination, and you have the fortitude to move forward, then you get the pleasure of seeing how things can be dynamic and how they can fall into place if you just walk by faith and continue stepping forward. And Monique, you've done that. I've seen you do that with the film projects, with different transitions in your career, as steadfast as you are, you know, with all of your clients and your partners. It's like, you know, I mean, this is what it takes.
Yeah. This is what it takes. And you do know firsthand, you have seen it. And I was just thinking, this is a really encouraging thing for people to hear and see you in this moment, because they don't really see, everybody doesn't really see the background, you know, and what you've had to sacrifice and really hustle up. And I always try to remind people, Instagram is a highlight reel, everybody. Social media is a highlight reel for your personal, for your business. Right. So when you're seeing an entrepreneur get a little spike, get a little success, move the ball forward, if you will, you're not seeing the mountain of things and fire storms that they've just put out, right? I mean, you make it look easy, Shane, is what I'm saying.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Well, good. And this is inspiring. So if you're an entrepreneur and you're feeling, you know, you need a break or you're burnt out, just look at where Shane is here and all of that will pay off, right, Shane? I mean, eventually.
Absolutely. I mean, as entrepreneurs, if we want to speak to that, I mean, folks who are already entrepreneurs, you know, there's a leverage point as far as using our system. So, you know, folks who are already entrepreneurial minded, they're able to use our system and our technology to build network infrastructure in our system. That means that they can come aboard our system and they can refer other members of the community to come on board to get this equity, who refer other members to come on board to get this equity. And by doing that, you're building network infrastructure. There's a tremendous amount of value for entrepreneurs in today's digital economy when you have network infrastructure in technology. You know, network infrastructure is, gives you the ability to have a distribution channel.
Yeah.
Okay. Where you can launch different products and services through that distribution channel and make revenue and profits. Okay. So, you know, our company has given us the ability to help uplift the community, develop the community and the economy. Okay. Through training. Okay. And education and entrepreneurs have an opportunity to build network infrastructure by helping to develop and train people. I mean, it's a vicious, in a good way, vicious cycle of success, okay, and positivity. So we encourage the entrepreneurs to come on board and to use this system to help them build network infrastructure. And lastly, you know, this whole process, we're following a three-step wealth system that wealthy people have followed for the ages. Step one is to buy stock. Step two is to start a business. And step three is to invest in real estate. Our personal development, social justice-based system is helping members of the community to follow that three-step process. That's why the laws from the Jobs Act, that's why the sweat equity are so important, because most people don't have any money to buy stock. And if they do have money, they don't have the mindset and the discipline to use that money to invest, okay? So our system is helping them to do that, to buy the stock, even without money in their pocket, and to start a business, because part of the training is business development training. So you can start a business, and once you start a business, now you're going to be ready to invest in real estate. And we have real estate, large billion-dollar real estate developers who are partnering with us. And as we develop these large projects where we clean up, because they're EPA certified, we're cleaning up dirty, toxic land and making it better. Well, we're allocating a portion of our real estate development to be able to be affordable or available to the underserved community. So now they can get a fractionalized piece, even if it's a small piece, they can get into the real estate investment, and it's all through our own ecosystem. So
wow.
We're here.
You're really being the change that we want to see in the world. And you're putting this system together that's just feeding itself, positivity and education. And that's smart to keep people coming back, right? To retain business, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because if you have proof of value, then you can start to have those cycles of duplication. And this is part of our model to grow and scale. That's why we know once we reach about 1 million users in our system, we'll then go into hypergrowth and continue just going crazy with our growth. So, yeah.
Okay. So how many, without giving away all your numbers, but where are you at with your signups right now?
Well, you know, we're rolling our databases from our previous projects into this, and we're going to kick off from there. So right now we're still in beta. We don't have any direct numbers to show in that regard, but I can say that we'll have at least 20,000 rolled over from other projects where we can have a launch campaign to let them know that they can log in and they can get started, and we'll grow from there. So
yeah,
even though we'll kind of be starting from zero, it's not necessarily from zero. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's just even the interest and those numbers, you know, it's going to push, someone's going to tell someone, word of mouth, you'll pump out your, you know, all your SEO and your marketing and stuff. And I'm excited to see where this goes. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. And not to mention, you know, our partnership. So like right now I'm working with, I'm on a planning committee with the Los Angeles Economic Development Corporation, LAEDC. Mm-hmm. And my company and several other companies are all working together. We're trying to combine our forces. And through those relationships, we're going to penetrate the market as well. So some of those companies are nonprofit organizations. They're already dealing with students in the underserved community. They're already dealing with folks that are transitioning out of the foster care system. So we're able to penetrate the market by working with those organizations who are already delivering value to the underserved communities. So the whole personal referral will just stand on top of all of those connections as well.
Very, very smart. Very smart to build it this way. And all right. Well, I'm excited, Shane. Besides this big, massive, huge historical project that you have going on, is there anything else you want to give us an update on? Or didn't you have an event coming up in somewhere? Or we're not talking about that yet.
Yeah, no, we won't talk about just yet. But I will name drop the partner company that we're working with. We're working with Dr. Mary Lee from NCI. Neighborhood Commerce Institute, and we're working on some live events and training. Dr. Mary worked for President Obama for 9 years, and she's another one of those companies that we'll be able to use, who's already has boots on the ground, working with the communities and members of underserved communities, and we'll be able to deliver our solution right along with them.
Nice. That's wonderful. I love it. So give your information one more time for people to find you and sign up for Next Level.
All right. Again, I'm Shane Hyman with Next Level Global Solutions. You can find us at nextlevelglobalsolutions.com, nextlevelglobalsolutions.com, and read all about us and create your free account. And, you'll learn a lot of information that's going to be very exciting to you.
We're excited too. Thank you for always being here and bringing some very inspiring information. And I'm just motivated now. Like, I was feeling a little, today. And thank you for just being you. I'm excited for the next level here. Literally the next level.
You're very welcome. Pun intended. Yes.
Yes. Pun intended, Shane. All right. Well, good luck with everything this next coming week and the weeks to come. And angel investors, if you're out there, hook up with Next Level. I think it'll change everything. So thanks for being here, Shane.
Thank you, Monique. Take care.
All right. All right, you guys. Next up, we have Tina. And Tina Rivera's here. Hey, Tina. Hi, girlfriend. How are you?
Hey, baby girl. What's up? What's cracking?
I haven't seen you in so long or talked to you. I mean, I've seen you on the gram, but it's good to see your smiley face. Why don't you introduce yourself and your brand to everybody that's watching and listening?
Hi, everybody. I'm Tina Rivera. I am from Custom Suites. I'm also from Old School Functions. And I do several things. Besides branding and whatnot, right now I'm working with a community event program, which we're going to be having an autism event seriously around the corner.
Nice. Yes, you've been cooking up some cool things. And tell us about the dessert company and how that happened. And then tell us more about this this awareness that you're doing.
Wow. Well, the Custom Suites has been in place since about 15 years, going on 17 years now. And I basically do it by myself. It's a self home business, and it's just been growing by word of mouth. And I do everything from cakes, from different treats, because they're all custom orders. I've done a lot of community events where, like, for the during the pandemic, for the hospitals, for a lot of the nurses, the doctors, you know, from cookies to different pastries, you know, I mean, it just evolves. I look at baking as a universal language, but yeah. You can do so much with it. You just can push the envelope.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I can always tell a startup owner if they're passionate or not. And I know we've known each other for a while, but then when you really started promoting that business, I could tell you, and I can taste the love. I mean, if you've tasted Tina's cupcakes or any of her goodies, I'm not even a sweets person, but oh my God, everybody at the event loved it. You know that, right? Like, they're like, we couldn't get enough.
Right. I've done several like cakes and pastries for you. So you're very familiar with my work and whatnot, especially I was really honored to do the cake, especially for you. That was really, really fun.
That was fun. Thank you, love. You're awesome. And always on time, always professional, and always, you know, overdoes the service, meaning like the quality, the food. I mean, it's just, so then tell us more about this. You've got some awareness events coming up. Tell us more about that.
Yes, I work closely with Old School Functions, which is a community-based program. We do a lot of community events, from breast cancer awareness to toy drives and whatnot. This will be our second year for the autism awareness event. And we were in Downey. This year we're going to be in Pico at a and how we usually do is help the location as well. So we're going to be working with it's a Legion. So, and of course, all these, these legions are, a lot of them are for veterans and whatnot. So they can use the help as much as possible because they know they run out their facility. So if we can help, you know, push them as well, you know, we're going to do it, you know, as the community-based program helps a lot of small businesses from vendors and whatnot. So we're also incorporating vendors in this special event. And it holds close to me as well because my son is autistic, and you know that. So, you know, to put that in play also is an amazing thing. Old School Functions is also collaborating with Polly's Project. And this specific program is a nonprofit organization. Again, I would love you to meet him. He's an amazing individual. He's been working with the homeless for about 10 years. He had a big event this past December. Wow. But we're collaborating with them. It's going to be April 22nd from 12 to 6. It's a free event to all, so everybody's invited. We're also looking, you know, for volunteers, people that want to donate and sponsor to be a part of this event, because, again, it's community. It's for everybody. So right. We're going to bring Harbor Regional involved, Parents Place involved, and other programs that can help for direction to, you know, give people the knowledge they need, because autism is an open, wide spectrum. There's different forms of autism. Sure. You know, and it breaks down in different layers. And as well with autism, since it's a mental disorder, it can affect your cognitive skills and your physical skills. So, you know, with these programs that we're bringing involved, they're going to help a person, an individual, family, mom, dad, doesn't matter who, aunt or uncle, with their family members or with somebody that's, you know, affiliated with an individual with autism, because it's not just kids. Right. It's for kids, adults, teenagers, older. You know, we're going to be giving gift bags away, you know, that incorporate sensory toys or items for these individuals, you know, because, again, it doesn't matter the status, from financial status to whatnot, because we both know even if there's money there, people can take advantage of that. So we want to give everybody the opportunity to, no matter where their status, to automatically have that go-to and that help and direction.
Love it. I love it, and it's very well thought out, and I love how you're leveraging your brands to support this. And we have to get Old School on the line. He's a busy guy, too, I guess, right?
Next time? Yeah, he's actually at an event. Again, he has to keep going, just like I have to keep going. So, you know, if we can spread the word as much as possible, we'll schedule it where we can get him on board and whatnot, so we can make sure we, you know, you guys are affiliated with the man behind the brand as well as Polly's Project, because again, there's two collaborations together to make this event happen. So, you know, it takes a community, it takes a whole network just to make this event, you know, go global.
Yeah. So, okay, great. So the event is on April 22nd. And then where can people follow you, buy tickets, donate, support?
You can reach me on Custom Sweet Treats on IG or Facebook. We can put my number on there as well. As well as a website. I had a website in progress, but with everything going on and moving forward with the companies, because there's multiple ones that I deal with, that's in the works.
That's okay. This is still a startup, so we can find your Instagram. Why don't you spell it? Because you spell it a little uniquely, your brand.
Right. It's custom. So it's C-U-S-T-O-M, sweets, which is it's underscore sweet, which is S-W-E-E-T-Z, and then underscore treat. And that's T-R-E-A-T-Z as well on IG. And then as well as Old School Functions would be Old School. And that's spelled a little different. And that's O-L-D-S-K-O-O-L underscore functions, F-U-N-K. T-I-O-N-Z.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here, Tina. And guys, if you want to get involved and support a really wonderful cause to help some people, not just kids, not just autistic kids, but autistic individuals, everybody.
There you go.
And get some tasty sweets as well. Connect with Tina here. And thank you so much, Tina, for being here.
Thank you, Monique, so much for being involved and, you know, just being an inspiration for those around us, especially as a female, though female, you know, it takes us individuals to, you know, to make some inspiration happen. And it's an amazing thing to be affiliated with an amazing person.
Glad we can be here for you. And you're going to come back, guys. And
of course.
Thank you for, all right. And thank you, everybody, for viewing today. And see, actually, you know what? You won't see me for a while. This is my last live show for the next 4 weeks, you guys. I'm out of here. I'm traveling for the Endemic Project documentary, and I'll be gone for, you know, a while, three and a half weeks or so. So stick around next week for replays. I'll be back live after the 15th. So I think that's April 22nd. I'll be back live with you guys. So until then, what we started today. See you.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.